Welcome to Tairat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua, Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21. We have learnt previously that the tribe of Levi did not inherit a portion of the land. They were designated cities throughout the land, including the cities of refuge, in which to dwell, with areas around them for their animals. Now that the land has been divided up amongst the tribes and the cities of refuge have been separated off, it's time for the Levim to be allocated their cities. In this chapter of Yehoshua, the assignment of cities to the Levim takes place. Verse 1, Vayigshu Rashi Avos HaLevim El Elazar HaKoyen Ve'el Yehoshua Bin Nun Ve'el Rashi Avos HaMatos Livnei Yisrael. And the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levim approached Elazar the priest, and Yehoshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Yisrael. Verse 2, Vayadabru alehem b'shiloi, b'eretz Kanaan lemar. And they spoke to them in Shiloi, in the land of Kanaan, saying, Hashem tzivah v'yad Moshe, loses lanu orim l'shaves, u'migrashehen livhemtenu. Hashem commanded through Moshe to give us cities to dwell in and the open land around them for our cattle. The request from the Levim for this to be fulfilled comes in Shiloh. Chaimus Anach, based on Kli Yakar, comments that they didn't ask earlier, but rather they waited until after the Mishkan had been established in Shiloh. Verse 3, Vayetnu v'nei Yisrael la-Levim minachalosom el pi Hashem. And the children of Yisrael gave to the Levim from their inheritance, according to the word of Hashem, es he'orim ha'ele ve'es migrashehen, these cities and the open land around them. The cities will be mentioned by name in later Pasukim. The verse here says, they gave the Levim the cities El Pi Hashem, by the word of Hashem, according to the word of Hashem. Radak comments that this was done by Goyrol, by lot determined by Hashem. Ralbag points out that the dedication of these cities is in compliance with what it says in the Torah, and so is the method of giving from the other tribes to the Levim. As it says in Bereshis 49:7, Achal came by Yaakov, va'afitzem by Yisrael. I will separate them throughout Yaakov, and I will scatter them throughout Yisrael, because the Levim were scattered amongst all the tribes. So it's a fulfillment of this verse in Bereshis. The Mishpatzos Zohov explains that they waited until after the conquest and division of the land in Shiloh for the allocation to cities to the Levim, because the mitzvah, commandment, to do this is that the Bnei Yisrael give cities to the Levim from their own land that they have received. As it says in Bamidbar 35, Pasuk 2, Tzav es Bnei Yisrael, v'nosnu la-Levim minachalas achuzosom Orim Lashaves. Command the children of Yisrael that they shall give to the Levim from their hereditary possession cities in which to dwell. Umigrosh le Orim Svivoisehem Titnu la Levim. And you shall give the Levim open spaces around the cities. So they waited until all the Shavatim tribes had received their portion, so then they could dedicate cities from their territories to the Levim, their spiritual leaders. The next few verses tell us about how many cities are allocated to different families within the tribe of Levi. Verse 4, Vayetze ha-goyrol l'mishpachos ha-kahosi. And the lot went out for the families of the kahosi. Vayihi livnei Aharon ha-kohen min ha-levim. And the children of Aharon the priest, who were of the Levim. Mimate Yehuda, umimate ha-shimoni, Umimate vinyomen bagoyrol, orim shloish esrei. By lot, from the tribe of Yehuda, and from the tribe of Shimon, and from the tribe of Binyamin, 13 cities. So the Kohanim, the priests, were given 13 cities from the regions of the tribes of Yehuda, Shimon, and Binyamin. Verse 5. Vilivnei Kohas HaMosarim, and for the rest of the children of Kohas, Rashi clarifies that these are the children of Moshe, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. So to these, Mimashbachis Mate Ephraim, Umimate Don, Umechatzi Mate Menashe, Vagoyrol, Orim Oser. By lot, 10 cities from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and from the tribe of Don, and from the half tribe of Menashe. Cities in the areas from those tribes go to the remaining children of Kohath. The Chaimas Anach comments on the miracle of the order in which these lots come out. The first portion is given to the Kohanim, the priests, and that first portion comes from the area of Yehuda, which we have mentioned before is kingship. The next area they are given from is Shimon's territory, which is enveloped within Yehuda's domain. After the Kohanim, the lot falls for the sons of Kohath, who were the ones who carried the Arayin, the Ark. The lots are falling according to ranking in service of Hashem. Verse 6, V'livnei Gershon, mimeshbachis mate Yisachar, umimate Asher, umimate Naftali, umechatzi mate Menashe, v'aboshon bagoyral, orim shleish esri. And the children of Gershon had by lot from the families of the tribe of Yisachar, and from the tribe of Asher, and from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Menashe in Boshon, 13 cities. Verse 7. Livnei Merori l'meshpachosam mimatei Reuven, umimatei God, umimatei Zvulun, Orim 12. For the children of Merori, according to their families, there were 12 cities, from the tribe of Reuven, and from the tribe of God, and from the tribe of Zvulun. Verse 8, Vayitnu v'nei Yisrael, lalevim, es ha'orim ha'ele, v'es migrashehen, ka'asher tziva Hashem, b'yad Moshe b'goyrol. And the children of Yisrael gave to the Levim, by lot, these cities, with the open land around them, as Hashem had commanded through Moshe. Verse 9, Vayitnu mimatei b'nei Yehuda, umimatei b'nei Shimon, es he'orim ha'ele, asher yikra es hen b'shem. And they gave from the tribe of the children of Yehuda and from the tribe of the children of Shimon these cities that will be mentioned by name. And then until verse 38, the names of all the cities given to the Levim are listed. Verse 39, Kol Arei HaLevim Basoich Achuzas B'nei Yisrael, all the cities of the Levim, in the midst of the possession of the children of Yisrael, Orim Arboim Ushmoine Umigrashehen, were 48 cities with the open land around them. The Levim are allocated 48 cities for dwelling in. Mahari Kara specifies that 6 of the 48 cities were the cities of refuge. The Mishpatzos Zahav draws on the significance of the number 48. The Mishnah in Avos tells us, V'hatoira niknes b'arboim u'shmoina devorim. There are 48 ways of acquiring Torah. The Levim are designated 48 cities, and the Levim are the ones who are appointed to teach the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael. The Mishpatzos Zahav extends further based on the Arizal that there were 48 beams in the walls of the Mishkan, which corresponds to the 48 ways of acquiring Torah, and the Levim were connected with both of these. They served in the Mishkan, and they taught Torah to the people of Yisrael. In verse 40, it is stated that each of these cities being given to the Levim will be with its surrounding open land. Verse 41, Vayiten Hashem liYisrael es kol ha'aretz asher nishba laseis la'avoysom, Vayirashua vayishvu vo. And Hashem gave to Yisrael the entire land that he swore to give to their fathers, and they inherited it and dwelled in it. Verse 42. Vayonach Hashem lohem misoviv k'chol asher nishba la'avosom v'loi omad ish bifnehem mikol oyvehem es kol oyvehem nosan Hashem biyodom. And Hashem gave them rest from all around, according to all that he swore to their fathers, and no man of all their enemies stood before them. Hashem delivered all their enemies into their hand. Verse 43. Loi nofal davar mikol hadavar hatov asher diber Hashem el beis Yisrael hakol bo. Not a thing was lacking from all the good things that Hashem spoke to the house of Yisrael. Everything came to pass. Even though some of the land had not yet been conquered, as we saw in chapter 18, Ralbag says this is not a contradiction to what is said in this pasuk, because everyone that the Bnei Yisrael had fought against fell into their hands. But the ones who were left still were because of Yehoshua and the Bnei Yisrael not having moved forward to conquer them, not because Hashem had withheld his help and guidance to them. He always holds true to his word. A number of times in Sefer Yehoshua, we have mentioned the importance of attributing success to Hashem. Of course, we need to remember also not to consider ourselves exempt from doing hishtadlus, making an effort, in the areas where we are supposed to make an effort. Know when to try, all the while recognizing that the results are in Hashem's hands. Thank you for studying together, Lilui Nishmas, Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.